This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
The language and content on this podcast may be unsuitable for certain audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to episode 66 of the Dread Indian Show, and sorry, but we are not going to Mars. That's cause SpaceX's Starship, the world's biggest rocket, exploded minutes after launch. Oh no, we'll talk about that. Also, we'll be talking about Michael Jordan's sneakers that he wore at the 1998 NBA Finals that got sold for a record $2.2 million. Like, what the F? Also, a YouTuber got shot in the stomach after a prank went horribly wrong. See, this is, I always keep thinking about this, not about him getting shot in the stomach, but about people playing pranks on you know, unknown people. So I'll give my views on that. And finally, there's a video that is going viral of a kid asking Alexa if reindeers can fly. So let's see what Alexa says. You know what Alexa is going to say, but let's see how the father reacts in this situation. But moving on to the father who is going to take all of us to Mars, Elon Musk. So as you guys know, that there was this test launch for SpaceX's Starship, which is the most powerful rocket man has ever built. And this is the same rocket that will take us all to Mars, not to the entire population of like 8 billion people, but in batches. And the Starship capsule had been scheduled to separate from the first stage of the rocket booster 3 minutes into the flight, but separation failed to occur. That led to the explosion. This is word to word of how it was given on the website. It's not like I know anything about these things, but yes, from what I understand, a rocket has different sections, and each one of them carries fuel and you know, the things that are necessary to propel the rocket into outer space. And eventually, when its work is done, it kind of separates off, and then the main ship just moves ahead. So that was supposed to happen. The separation didn't happen, and then the explosion happened 3 minutes into the launch. And SpaceX's Starship cost a total of $5 billion. We're not talking about $500. We're not talking about $50,000. $5 billion, okay? So Elon Musk's $5 billion went down the drain. And the sad part is that I was watching the launch video, and I was trying to see exactly how the explosion happened. But the silly part is that the whole crew, when the explosion happened, they start clapping and cheering like, you know, it's Diwali, or, you know, like they've won something, or they've, I mean, yes, it is a test launch and these things are supposed to happen. But I'm sure that Elon Musk was the only person who was not clapping or cheering. He must have given that fake smile like, yeah, right. It was a test launch. Assholes, why are you clapping? Why did I hire these guys? Yeah, I mean, but it's okay, that's maybe the work culture over there, and then he just fires 80% of the workforce for clapping and takes their blue ticks away. But talking about blue ticks, everyone on Twitter, they just obviously were trying to become a Neil deGrasse Tyson in their own league, and they're like, oh, it's a fail. Like, as if they have done a PhD in rocket science and rocket propulsion and this and that. They don't know jack shit. They're just sitting in their bedroom or in their mom's basement and talking crap about this man who's planning to take us to Mars, which is big. And this was not a toy model, as everyone knows. This man has put billions of dollars to make space travel possible. So we can become an interplanetary species someday when the resources of our planet eventually get exhausted. And we will have to move. So these are the perfect steps that Elon is taking on behalf of the planet to kind of help us, move from one planet to another and find planets that have similar amount of resources and other conditions that are, conducive for human living. But, when you think about all this, like, this is the guy who started PayPal, if I'm not wrong. Yes, I was right. I just checked. So he started some company called X.com, which merged with another company, and that became PayPal. He sold it off to that particular company. So I'm just saying, a person who started like a digital payment website, from there he went on to electric cars, and then from there he went to space rockets. So God knows what next he will come up with. Star Trek kind of ships which can just stay up in space and take care of multiple amounts of people, like maybe an entire country. So a floating country, you never know. I mean, just think about it. If this man can go from a payment website, which I also use a lot, and in like 20 years is sending rockets to Mars. You know who sends rockets to Mars? NASA. You know what NASA is? NASA is backed by the US government. You know, it's a country backed space agency. But here, this guy has done this on his own. And we're not talking about, you know, like BMW or any other company, Boeing, or, you know, any of the big companies which are already into, like, you know, making aeroplanes, and they have gone to making rockets. No, this is a random guy who was making. It's really shocking because he had just started a payment website. He's from South Africa, comes to the States, then goes on to, electric cars. From electric cars, he's also having this new thing, not new thing right now, it was a new thing before, but called the Boring Company, which is having transport that will be underground, and it'll be at quick speed, at bullet train speeds, and then there's SpaceX and colonies. So yeah, you never know what Elon might bring next to the table. But you know, just thinking about it, of how he must have thought about this, because it's not like Mars is an island, right? You can take a flight or a boat. You have to take like a proper spaceship with food on board, and there's the distance to take into consideration. Like, the distance between Earth and Mars is 247.09 million kilometers. A commercial flight which travels at 800 miles per hour. Let me just check. Okay, I correct myself. A commercial flight flies at the speed of 800 to 900 kilometers per hour. So yeah, so that particular flight takes 12 hours to cross 8,000 kilometers. And so if you do the math, might actually take weeks or even months to reach Mars. But the purpose of going to Mars is not a vacation destination, but to properly move there or to relocate. Like I said, it's crazy to think that Elon Musk is saying that he's planning to get people on Mars by 2029. So that's in another 6 years. And if he's planning to get people there, then that means the colonies will already be set up. Living spaces, traveling vehicles, entertainment. God knows what entertainment will be there. Sand dunes or sandstorms. I mean, it's enticing and scary at the same time, because if it's weeks and months of travel to a particular destination, I mean, I start feeling claustrophobic on like a 12-hour flight. So months is I don't know what's gonna happen to me. I mean, unless it's like a cruise, then it might be chill. But even I've not been on a cruise, so I don't know how it might feel on that particular trip. But yes, we need a doctor like we have on a cruise, enough food like we have on a cruise, water like we have on a cruise, so basically this is like a cruise, but to Mars. But my question is, how do you apply for so many holidays from work? Because generally when you apply for holidays with your boss, it's 15 days from where 2 days are travel and the 13 days are for the holidays. Here the 3 months are travel. So what holidays do you have? One day? Do you just, you know, like do a relay, touch Mars and come back? No, so this is, like I said, it's not a vacation destination. It's a relocation place. So maybe a post-retirement plan. And I don't know who will go there, because like I was giving the example of the speed of a commercial flight, it takes $700 to go from Mumbai to Paris. So I'm assuming from Mumbai to Mars would take millions of dollars. So who would go for this? Or the rich people, the kings, the queens, the celebrities, DJ Khaled. I don't know. DJ Khaled might have his own SpaceX rocket, just as he has his own private jet. Celebrities might start having their own SpaceX rockets. That might become the next thing. You never know. See, I mean, 50 years ago, there were no private jets. But cut to 2023 and all major celebrities have their own private jets. So yes, let's see what happens in the next 6 years. And if I'm still doing the podcast in 2029, let's see whether we are going to Mars or not. Moving on to the next news, and I think this guy might go on that 2029 trip. His name is Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan's sneakers, the one he wore in the 1998 NBA Finals, got sold for $2.2 million. See, I understand it's a sports memorabilia and it's Michael Jordan. Actually, it's okay. I mean, from a sports fan's perspective, yes, it's perfect. But as a human, as a normal guy, $2.2 million is a lot. See, as a fan, I understand you spend $10,000 or $50,000 or $100,000, you know, for maybe an MJ glove, which obviously is how much the original glove must have costed. And the one that must have been sold at the auction must have been millions or billions of dollars. But yeah, who are these people who are spending so much of money? $2.2 million, you can buy a lovely mansion in Bel Air for that, and with the remaining money buy like Air Jordans for $240. So this sneakers broke a previous record when a pair of Air Jordans was sold for $1.5 million in 2021. Again, I don't know who has so much money. DJ Khaled, I'll have to find out because he's a sneaker connoisseur. Yeah, or maybe someone else, I have no idea, some shake guy must be. But as always, I went on to research and see what are the other crazier sports items that got auctioned and actually had buyers for that. So I found four things which were very starting with Joe DiMaggio. I'm sure a lot of people have heard about him. He was a very famous baseball player from the States, and none of his playing gear, but his wedding cake. Someone saved a piece from that, and for 53 years he saved that piece for 53 years, God knows in which dry ice refrigerator, and that got sold at an auction for $715. How stupid are these people? Like, firstly, I was checking his wedding pictures, they're black and white, so you don't know what color the actual cake was. So you don't know what cake that's been sold to you is actually Joe DiMaggio's cake or just another random cake from a cake shop that was bought like 6 months ago. And you're paying $715 for that. So it's not like Joe DiMaggio has signed on the cake, right? Even if he signs on the cake, what the hell do you do? Yeah, very weird. That's one stupid thing. $715 for a cake. Anyways, I understand if Joe DiMaggio made a cake for you and you know, he sat and had the cake with you, then you pay $715 for a piece. Totally fine, but doesn't make sense. I mean, would people buy a cake from LeBron James' wedding? You never know. There are weird people. So I'll have to check that out. Then there's another guy called Tom Seaver, and he is also another famous baseball player. Seem like baseball player items are auctioned a lot. His toothpick got sold for $440. Again, how do you know that it's his? And even if it is his, what do you do with his toothpick? He is dead now. I mean, yes, most of the people whose items are auctioned are dead. But what do you do with someone's toothpick? I mean, it's not like you're going to take his DNA and create another Tom Seaver or whatever. I understand you buy his watch, you know, or his car or his record player or his guitar. But toothpick, I mean, what do you do with his toothpick? There's no sense. And how do you show it off to your friends? You know, it's kept along with your other things, your MJ glove, your Michael Jordan sneakers. And then, you know, this small thing, they're like, what is that? They're like, that's Tom Sears' toothpick. They're like, he needs a doctor. Dr. Dre. I heard this somewhere. It's very stupid. The next item is even a hell. It's basically, I'm sure you guys know about him, Joe Frazier, the guy who defeated Muhammad Ali. So the jock strap, the one that he wore in the famous fight in which he defeated Muhammad Ali in 1971, that was auctioned in 2016 for $10,200. I have no idea who's buying all these things and what do they do with that jockstrap, and was that not washed or were the original juices packed in? I have no idea. How does Joe Frazier, how do these sportsmen just give off these things also to someone? It is a very weird thing. Like, I won't give my underwear after doing like a sellout show at Madison, right? That's my underwear, I'll use it again. And lastly, someone actually purchased the urinal from a US stadium's locker room that was signed by Barry Sanders, must be a famous baseball player, for $23. This same urinal was, I don't know whether it was a new urinal. No, it was obviously in the locker room, so it was used by everyone. And then they kind of removed it from there. And then later someone put that on eBay, and 17 people were ready to pay $3,000 for that urinal. Like, what did you do with that urinal? It's a urinal. Someone has peed in that. What do you do? It's the lowest form of human excrement. I mean, yes, there's shit. I'm sure someone has bought someone's poop. There's an audience for everything. There's a market for everything on this planet. So, yes, with that market for all such items, there's also a market for pranks on YouTube. Which takes us to the next news piece, where a YouTuber got shot in the stomach after a prank went horribly wrong. So, they are not exactly saying what the prank was, but one of his previous pranks include puking on an Uber driver. Here's where I put the sound effect of a cricket. But then I guess it makes perfect sense. I mean, if you're puking on people, then you're getting shot in the stomach, I think, is the least punishment that you should get. because they are trying to kind of take care of the source of the puke, your stomach. They want to stop the puke. I think, yes, that's what they're trying to do. And luckily or unluckily, the YouTuber is safe. And he says that he was just playing a simple prank and the guy couldn't take it well. Yeah, right. You do shit like throwing up on people and then you expect them to not like punch you in the face or shoot you. Shoot you is extreme, but punch you. I just can't understand this kind of people, because why would you go up to random strangers and do something really embarrassing to them in public just for a few views and then basically add revenue? You don't even know who these guys are and what their state of mind is. Whether they are psychopaths, murderers, you have no idea who these guys are, or whether they are Jason Voorhees, who has just done plastic surgery and is walking around normally, trying to gel in the crowd and get to know his victims early on. Like one silly prank I came across was where this random guy would go very close to people in the mall, you know, from the back would approach them from the back and go very close to their ear and make like sexual sounds like, And then people are like, what the fuck? I mean, they're like, are you mad? Are you crazy? And that guy would just keep looking at them like a psycho. And you can't blame people for going physical on such fools, because this is the exact kind of foolish behavior that people kind of, I mean, with the amount of shootings that are happening, you never know if this guy is a psychopath and he has a weapon and he can end up doing something else in the name of a prank. I mean, I don't understand how people do pranks in the States when, you know, guns are legal and every Tom, Dick and Harry has a gun. And where you see so many mass shootings happening, you do something. This guy is in a fucked up state of mind. He's had a fight with his wife. He's going to remove all the frustration on you. So yeah, just do the pranks, or don't do pranks. Just chill. Make a comedy video. Do a parody song video. I don't know. Do something, but don't go and fuck around with people you don't know. Like one prank my friends were telling me to do was, they were like, you know, wear like a white cloak. Something like cloak. Is cloak the right word? Okay, not exactly a cloak. They wanted me to wear something like a nightie or a gown or something like what the Arab guys wear. You know, wear that and put like white paint on my face and put my dreads in the front and just go out and scare random people in the night. And I told them, see, all of that is fine, but what if that person is, you know, like crazy and starts throwing stones on me or tries to kill me or tries to tie me to a tree and burns me up thinking I'm a witch? See, that's what my friends don't think. Unless they want me to actually get burned up by being tied to a tree. I need to choose my friends wisely. But yes, so for people listening to this podcast, and if you're planning to start or have a career in prank videos, make cute prank videos, you know, like which are wholesome and which are not harming anybody, or, you know, don't puke on other people. That's disrespectful. Do something to other people which you would not find offensive, if somebody did the same thing to you. So yeah, put yourself in that person's shoes or that person's seat or wherever you do the prank and see if you would feel okay. That's Father Chris over and out. But moving on to the final news piece, which is about a video that is going viral where a kid asked Alexa if reindeers can fly. And obviously, Alexa said no. And in the same room, the father was sitting. And when he heard Alexa's response, he was just shocked. So you can see the video. You guys can go and check it out on YouTube. A girl asking Alexa about reindeers. Baby, I think kid. And as soon as Alexa says no, reindeers can't fly. And then the father just like looks. He's all shocked. And he's like, then he goes into damage control. He's like, no. Alexa is wrong. And you know, she doesn't know what she's talking. But it's too late. Because the kid was smart and the father was watching some kind of sports on the television. So yeah, and kids are really smart these days. So yeah, this is what happened. And I don't know what the father must have said to the kid to later make him feel that reindeers are real, and which eventually goes to show that Santa Claus is also real. And talking about Santa Claus, you know, I believed in Santa Claus as a kid because you see so much of you know, Santa Claus in movies and everywhere on cards and in decorations. But the only thing I kind of believed was that Santa Claus doesn't exist in India. Reason being that Santa Claus comes through chimneys. And in India, 99% of the people don't have chimneys. So it would be very weird for Santa Claus to come at my door at 12 or 1 in the night on Christmas Eve, knock the door and, you know, tell my mom, is Chris home? I have this present for him. Imagine your mom or dad opening the door at 12 in the night and having this guy with a huge white beard, old guy, fat guy, and taking your son's name or your daughter's name, you'll be like, he's a pedo, right? So, yeah, I didn't think about the pedo part as a kid, but I was like, yeah, maybe he doesn't come to Indian houses and stuff. But yes, so Santa is a very Western person. If I have a chimney, and which was my goal as a kid to build a chimney, eventually Santa will come to my house. So let's see. But also Santa has an age group that he caters to, which is maybe 12 or 14. So I'm out of that age group. But yes, if I have a big house in the future, chimney, kids, I'll just, you know, be waiting for Santa to come. I'll be like, hey, caught you. Selfie. But yeah, a lot of other things that were told to us as kids that we kind of believed in. Like my mom, she told me that, you know, don't go deep into the ocean. Because when you go deep into the ocean, like, you know, try to go deep into the water, not swimming, but just walking into the ocean where, like, there's knee-length water or ankle-length water. There are hands that come out and try to pull you in. And these are the hands of the people who died or drowned in the water. And when you stand in the sand and water keeps coming and going back, you kind of feel like something's pulling you in. That's because the sand keeps, you know, I don't know what it's called, but you get buried in the sand slowly and steadily. So because of the water pressure and stuff. So I was like, yeah, there are people trying to pull me, when actually it was not. It was just some plastic that hit my leg, I guess. And the other thing my mom told me was that don't run in front of dogs. Because dogs think that you are making fun of them, and that's when they'll run after you barking and they'll bite you. And I actually believe that, because I was like, yeah, cats don't run. Dogs run a lot. I've seen dogs run. So yeah, I shouldn't make fun of dogs. And so I think till the age of 19 or 20, whenever I would run and if I would see a dog sitting, I would actually stop right there, walk till I cross the dog's path and then continue running. Because I was like, okay, I don't need to make fun of him. And the dog will be like, why are you making fun of me? Huh? So yeah, but technically dogs bark because they think you're an intruder. But I never thought about that because I believed it because my mom used to say that. And why wouldn't I believe my mom? My mom is the same person who, you know, when I was a kid, she would do sss, sss, and then I would end up peeing. So I'm like, if this lady can control my pee, God knows what are the sounds she can make and control what are the bodily functions of my body. For me, she was like Google. So I had to believe everything she said. So yeah. But yeah, now the kids have Google, now the kids have Alexa, so they can cross-check all the bullshit that their parents are talking about, the boogeyman and all of the crazy stuff that the parents kind of fill their kids' head with, not trying to prevent them from doing that particular thing. But yeah, with that, we come to the end of episode 66 of the Dead Indian Show. I hope you guys had a fun time. And what movie should I suggest you guys to go and watch? Shutter Island is very interesting. I was watching that a few days ago. Very, very good acting by, obviously, Leonardo DiCaprio, Mark Ruffalo. I hope I pronounce his name well. Where they go, like, to a crazy extent, Ben Kingsley, where they go to a crazy extent to make Leonardo DiCaprio believe that he's an agent, which he was in the past, but he is in a mental institution. Go watch the movie. It's too much fun. Plus, Equalizer 3 is out. The trailer is out. I'm very excited. It's going to be releasing in September. So, Flash also is coming out. A lot of cool movies coming out. I'll just tell you which cool movies are coming out, so you guys can go and watch them. I'll tell you the dates as well. So we have, I think, AIR, which is the documentary on Nike's, Jordan's, Michael Jordan, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are part of it. That is released on Netflix. There is King Knights of the Zodiac, which releases on 12th May. Seems like a cool movie. There's a god who has been born on Earth and you know, she has taken a human form and her guardian also has taken the human form. Something about that. There's Flash releasing on 16th of June and there's Equalizer 3 releasing on 1st of September. So yes, go and watch these movies, and if you're in Mumbai, you might also see me in the same theater sitting right next to you but taking two seats. So with that, we come to the end of the episode. I hope you guys have a nice week. Sorry, the podcast has been a bit delayed today. So have a nice week, have fun, enjoy the week, and keep smiling.
Congratulations, you are a lucky listener who will win 1,000 US.
Why would anyone win 1,000 US dollars just for listening to a podcast? But thank you for listening to the Dread Indian Show. And if you guys like the podcast, make sure you subscribe on the EPlog Media website or your favorite podcast streaming apps such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, JioSaavn,
or any other streaming app that you use. If you use Apple Podcasts, do rate and review The Dread Indian Show. It helps other people discover the podcast. You can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pornhub? No, not on Pornhub yet. But you can follow me on all these social medias at Dread Indian. So, sexy people, see you next week. Take care and keep smiling.